So let's look at the text of Romans. Did I get you to open there? You're Romans chapter 10, verse 15. Here we are. Only 8 more pages of sermon to go. Just kidding. Verse 15 says this of chapter 10 in Romans. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach good news. Isn't that lovely? When you go, it's like ruby slivers. When you go, it's like those little boots with the wings on the side, you know. Just do it. Just put on that gospel of peace. Shod your feet. How beautiful are those feet. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he's heard from us? So, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. That was the first memory verse that we taught kids in a youth club in this room in 2007. And there was like pews in the middle and pews on the side and kids running up and down and only being able to do it in the back room. But the guy, the young man, and now he's 20-something, I can't believe it, he remembers that verse. I quiz him on it whenever I see it because it was the one prize he ever won at youth club that wasn't, you know, that close to being arrested for doing things to the church property. But he memorized that verse. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Not, yeah, 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 I know that. And not memory verses that are read like this because I know all the words in a row and I would like a badge, please. Right? Not that either. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. The word of Christ. If you read the King James, you know it's the word of God. That's all I'm saying. But then word of Christ, there's two different Greek manuscripts, and so people bounce back and forth. It has the same meaning. But, verse 18, I ask, have they not heard? Indeed, they have. For their voice has gone out to all the earth, it says in Psalm 19. And their words to the end of the earth, it says in Psalm 19. But, we say in verse 19 here, but I ask, did Israel not understand? Well, first, Moses says, I will make you jealous of those who are not a nation. With a foolish nation, I will make you angry. I'll make you jealous, I'll make you angry. You think they understand? Oh, they get it. And then Isaiah is so bold as to say, and he's going to quote to you Isaiah 65. He says, I have been found by those who did not seek me. I have shown myself to those who did not ask for me. But, verse 21, but of Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. And so, there's the end of Romans chapter 10. Where is the hope in these verses? So you read through that. You've read it before, probably, if you read the Bible, and you see that. But look at verse 15 again. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. So Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7, says this, and that's what Paul is quoting. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7 says this. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. And we'll sing it, right? Our God reigns. Yeah, I missed every note in that thing. How beautiful upon the mountains. So you're thinking evangelism, people who bring good news, and then Isaiah says, let people know, tell them that there's hope. Tell them that our God reigns. Not my dad can beat up your dad, like kids say in the schoolyard, right? But our God reigns. Our God is God. That God's not God. These gods, they are not gods. Our God reigns. And there's hope. And be aligned and touching him and connected and delivered. This is the stuff. When you read the scripture, let it build expectation in you.